Theo is a legend who I've heard about. Oh. She retired just then. So Theo and I, I passed by her. But she's a similar, and she's friends with, they're all, Mariella is friends with Theo as well. And other, my friends with older children have told me about Theo. Like, they've never been able to quite put it into words. It's just Theo.
Amazing.
Yes.
I think her and Joanne.
But Joanne was a worthy replacement.
Yes.
But I do worry that I can't really go to baby programs anymore. Because once you've had Joanne, I mean, how do you talk
that?
She was amazing. And the greatest thing about her is that she talks to children like they're people.
Yes.
She is very smart and funny and does not patronize them. She doesn't talk to children any differently than she talks to adults. And I love that.
Yeah.
And I think children appreciate being respected that way. But she was fantastic. And so right away, I loved it here. Mm. Plus, I discovered the museum upstairs and the exhibit at the Osborne Collection, which we always go to see the new ones. And my children love playing with the pop-up books and the little dollhouse and the tiny book. It's just like, this isn't an ordinary building.
Yeah.
And I love that my children take for granted that this is just a place in their lives. I think their world is so much more magical because they walk in the doors past those griffins,
I know.
And we discover the secret animals hidden there. The day I discovered that there's the owl on the west side of the building facing College Street. And I think that's actually a really interesting metaphor for a library. You know, like you're never done reading. You never know everything. And I think the building is really interesting that way. And they had the toddler program in the basement then. Which I really appreciated because the door shut, so my daughter couldn't run away.
Oh, yes.
And she loved the stars on the door. And when they would sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, she would get up and run to the door.